Before he deals with anything else, Jesus talks about the nature of the people who will inherit the earth and the kingdom. He describes them as being poor and mourning. Matthew 5, 1 and 2 in the Message. When Jesus saw his ministry drawing huge crowds, he'd climbed a hillside. Those who were apprenticed to him, the committed, climbed with him. Arriving at a quiet place, he sat down and taught his climbing companions. This is what he said: "You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there's more of God and his rule." Jesus tells his disciples that when they are really happy and totally fulfilled, when they are most blessed and qualified for entry into the kingdom of God, is actually when they're at the end of themselves. Because God starts when we reach an end of ourselves. Our rope, the Message calls it. And until we come to that place, he can't begin. There's a thought right there. We are taught to be self-sufficient, and it carries over into our Christian life. But Jesus says the very opposite. When you've come to the absolute end of all your trying and striving and sink exhausted, recognizing your need, then, and only then, can the kingdom begin to come, really come in your life. Only then can his government begin to take effect. In the kingdom, as we've said before, the way up is down. In a classic one-liner, Jesus says, if you're feeling desperate about yourself, hopeless, helpless, useless, unworthy and totally empty, you're happy indeed. Being poor in spirit has to do with self-evaluation. If you're religiously rich and okay in your own estimation, forget it. Because being poor in spirit is your qualification for kingdom life. You can't do it. You haven't got a snowball's chance, and you know it. And that, he says, is an excellent place to be. You can't help someone, you see, who doesn't know they have a problem. The opening words then to this classic sermon are that if you feel no sense of self-worth, walk right in. The answer is here. And you are so blessed. Conversely, the confident, self-sufficient and self-righteous, kindly take a seat and wait outside until he's dealt with your pride. You do not yet qualify for entry into the kingdom. If you're poor in spirit and you know you haven't even scratched the surface of the Christian walk, the kingdom of heaven is yours and not otherwise. This kingdom is surely upside down.